Prince of Wales Islands Viking Lumber Company beat out four other bidders for the contract. It covers both logging and stewardship, which means the Forest Service sells timber to Viking but reduces its cost in exchange for trail repair, stream restoration, and other work. Tonga's supervisor, Forrest Cole, oversees such sales.
Typically, we put up timber sale contracts and we award them the highest bidder. This being a stewardship contract, it not only has a timber component, but it also has service work that we expect.
The Forest Service won't release the amount Viking will pay, the value of the stewardship work, or the contract itself. Cole says that's because the contract has not yet been signed. Viking, meanwhile, does not respond to interview requests, but Cole shared some details. The contract calls for almost 3,800 acres to be logged between Thorn Bay and Kaufman Cove. About half would be clear-cut, the other half selectively logged, including some thinning.
So they can log and generate credits, do the service work, and it gets covered that way. Or they can do the service work, and then stumpage will be offset to cover that payment.
The contract calls for about 85 miles of new or repaired roads. About 15 miles of that will be removed once logging is done. The full Big Thorn sale includes more than 6,000 acres of old growth forest, plus around 2,000 acres of second growth. Cole says logging won't start until spring. That's part of a deal cut with environmental groups challenging the entire Big Thorn sale in court.
What we have agreed to is a briefing schedule to try to get a decision out of the district court by April 1. And April 1 is significant because that's the beginning of operating season.
Viking was the winning bidder on last year's version of the Big Thorn sale. Court challenges kept that from happening. The Juneau-based Southeast Alaska Conservation Council is one of the parties suing to block this year's sale. SEAC Communications Director David Hafey says the sale, and those like it, are costing the Forest Service millions of dollars.
So when we're talking about federally subsidizing a 6,100-acre clear cut and exporting half of that overseas to Asia without any local processing, we're very literally talking about a giveaway.
Hafey supports stewardship work. The goal is to restore streams, rivers, and other fish and wildlife habitat damaged by past logging. But he says the contract is the wrong way to do it.
Repairing bridges, repairing culverts, or maybe replacing culverts, trail maintenance, thinning, all that is very important work on the Tongass, but it should not be paid for with continued large-scale old-growth clear-cut logging.
The Alaska Forest Association, a timber industry organization, isn't objecting to a combined contract. But Executive Director Owen Graham says it's too small.
The sale's only two-thirds as big as it was supposed to be, but at least it exists.
Graham says Viking could run out of timber before the contract's spring starting date, and that's only if the sale makes it through the courts. He says officials are not making enough of the Tongass available.
We also need to work with the Forest Service to get a continual stream of additional timber so that they have some longevity. They don't have to liquidate that Bighorn timber sale, you know, quicker than planned.
Tongass officials will soon announce contracts for at least three smaller sales within the Big Thorn area. Cole says it's all part of a new direction for forest management in Southeast Alaska.
The whole intent of this transition is to keep the current industry alive, which would allow them to have sufficient volume to generate revenues to create a retooling effort to get to this young growth timber supply.
The agency's Tongass Advisory Committee is meeting to consider how to make that transition happen. Its report is due out in May. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.